The following is from our Marketing to Go series, brought to you by Checkerboard Strategic Web Development and Media Relations Agency. How Can You Get People to Buy Your New Product? By Mike Danielson.
Having a great product can go a long way, but unless you're an established company or you have an unlimited marketing budget, you may find it a challenge to get your product in people's hands. I've helped hundreds of companies boost their product sales through strategic marketing. My secret? Sending the right message to the right people at the right time. Let me tell you a story. Back in the 1930s, on his family's Iowa farm, Everett Rogers watched his father resist the adoption of a new drought-resistant seed corn. Even as their neighbors eagerly adopted the new technology. When the drought came, his father's crops died, but his neighbors stood tall. Only then did his father decide to start using the new seeds. 30 years later and off the farm, this experience inspired Rogers to develop a new theory describing how and when the public adopts a new product. The innovation adoption curve. This is critical information that every marketer needs to consider when promoting their product. Rogers split the consumers into five groups based on their tendencies to try a new product. Here's the gist. The innovators. These are the people that camp outside the electronics store to get the latest tech products. This group wants the newest thing, and they want it now, and they don't mind paying a little extra for this. The early adopters. This group closely watches the innovators and picks up on the new trends from them. Like the innovators, they consistently seek new innovations and experiences, but unlike the innovators, they don't try every innovation that comes their way. The early majority. This group also watches the group before them. They think, I see a lot of people using this. Maybe I should give it a try. But they're also more loyal to products that they use. The late majority. This group, quite large, will only adopt a product once they see it being used by everyone else. They're slow to adopt to change, but they're very loyal to products that they use. Laggards. This is the friend who still reaches for the phone book when they want to find a phone number. This group resists change at all costs. So what does this mean for marketers? Quite simply, you can't take a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to your marketing. You need to have a rich understanding of who you should be trying to reach, as well as which messages will resonate with them, and when and where to use them. A new product may be appealing to some, but it was a turnoff to Roger's father. He preferred a product that was trusted by thousands, but that term would not appeal to innovators. Good marketers know how to adjust their sales content to target the right audience for their product. Writing marketing content isn't easy. There's a lot to consider, from the innovation adoption curve to the product lifecycle. Our Marketing to Go series can be a lot of help, but if you want more assistance promoting your product, send me an email. I'm here to help.
If you're on the go and want to revisit the information in this episode, a transcript and relevant links are included in the episode show notes. Thanks for listening.